I wish to talk to you about what the Bible really teaches concerning creation. Our address right now will be what the Old Testament teaches, and then on Sunday, what the New Testament teaches. And it's of considerable importance, not only because we are Bible believers, and that's the foundation of all our doctrine, but also, as I've appreciated so very much my scientific colleagues here, and if learn so much and depend on them, I will have to say that many theological seminaries and divinity departments of various universities will attempt to write the whole creation science movement off, not so much to say they know it's that the scientific parts aren't true, but simply to say the Bible is not trying to deal with science. It's not even in that realm of thought, so the creation science movement is beside the point of what the Bible itself is doing. Well, I think that's thoroughly wrong. I think the creation science movement is raised up by God, as I shall be saying, extremely important to help us understand that God's Word is addressing science, nature, history, and the real world. And I hope that will come clear in the next several moments. I think it is appropriate that I should, before I get into the actual content of my address, say a little bit about why I respect and appreciate so much the Ministry of Answers in Genesis, also Institute for Creation Research, from which I learned so much in my early years, and thank God for these and other creation ministries. Here is a reason why I'm with them so strongly. They are plainly and unashamedly standing on the clear teaching of the Word of God written on this foundational doctrine of creation. In doing so, they are fully prepared to go against the spirit of the age, which has caused so many churches, both mainline and also evangelical conservative, to refuse to face the plain statements of Holy Scripture concerning origins. The deviation of so many otherwise good Christian scholars and institutions from the biblical doctrine on creation has been going on at least since the 18th century humanist enlightenment, and even more so at faster pace since the triumph of Darwinianism in the last half of the 19th century. Take a look at most commentaries on Genesis, including those by evangelicals, or at most systematic theologies, and you will find almost incredible scripture twisting to avoid the plain meaning of the text, that God created this cosmos a few thousand years ago in the space of 6 days without any pre-existent material by the word of his power. One almost feels that many of these learned volumes are secretly saying anything but that. We must deliver thinking Christians from this embarrassing primitive worldview. Yes, indeed, that has been the sad story of such a large portion of Western Christianity for the last 150 or even 200 years. I believe that one can trace the decline of many formerly great intellectual institutions to their abandoning this most basic doctrine of creation. I don't even like to think of how many colleges and seminaries accommodated their biology department and their Old Testament department first to the thesis of vast ages of cosmic history by the early 19th century, and soon thereafter to the thesis of evolution.